Mike, can you give us an idea when you're implementing a system and you're not having the results on Sunday, you know, how does that make it more difficult or just reinforce you to keep driving forward and implement the system?
Now, we understand the situation we're in here. It isn't, you know, obviously a new staff, new system offensively, new players that we're learning a lot about each week, but we're staying the course. Unfortunately and fortunately, I've been in this position before, my first year in Buffalo, and like I told that, you know, that team there, I said there is no, when I started 0-4 there, I said there is no 0-4 folder I'm going to go pull out of my file and think this is a solution. This is what we know. This is what we believe in. This is what has shown up in a lot of our games. Most of our games at periods at some point or another in the game that we can be a good offense or a good team, that we've just been very sporadic. And but you know, if we hadn't had signs of it at any time, including even in the preseason, then there'd be some concern. But no, we're not as far as I think most people view us from outside this building. So we're sticking with it.
Is it just a matter of learning how to win, learning how to pull out those close games?
No question about it. No question. We've talked about it. And we talked about it even at halftime this last game, that, you know, this is one thing we have failed to do, because even going to the Bears game, the Cincinnati game, you know, it was right up to the fourth quarter. It's a one-score game, and then we have failed to finish off the games, obviously, in our favor, and including this last one where we had a two-touchdown lead there in the second half. And, you know, it's a process. It's a matter of making some plays here or there. They go our way. They haven't so far. I think when they will, you know, I think we'll get some positive results when it does. But for some reason or another, when it's come down to us making a play, and really just one play, in at least the two road games, we'd have a different scenario sitting here. But it is what it is, and our guys recognize that, and still have some football to play.
What were your impressions of Blaine Gabbert when he took the job, and how has he progressed in the months you've had with him?
Well, I was, you know, I watched a lot of film leading up to the interview here, and because I knew that'd be one of the big questions about him, based on all the things I'd heard. And I think he had a tough situation when he got here, with no off season, not being the starter in training camp, so getting limited reps, and then by default being thrown in there as a 21-year-old, third-year, you know, three-year quarterback out of Missouri. I just think there's a lot of things going against him. On top of things within the organization of ownership change, coaching changes, all those things just never really gave him a chance to, you know, establish himself or even progress as a quarterback. And, you know, we came in here, obviously the offseason helped. I hired Greg Olson, a quarterback coach who's coached a lot of the very good quarterbacks, including Drew Brees. And, you know, I think I see steady progress with Blaine. I think we have a lot of room to still grow, maturity-wise and in his level of play. But he's definitely, I thought he was one of our most improved guys in training camp. And he's a different quarterback in the pocket than he was last year. And a lot of that has to do with just time with Greg. And obviously the starts are invaluable for him. We can help him, you know, we can help him out. We can help him in other areas that will help his progress, you know, be more rapid. If we can protect him a little better and do a little better outside with catching the ball. You know, right now, after six games, we've got 20 drops. That's not good.
So the message this week for your offense now without Maurice being able to go, what will you do for your running game?
Well, it's, you know, fortunately we have Rashad Jennings. We've got we have good depth at the running back position. We didn't have Maurice through training camp. And, you know, at least when the starters were in there, starters against starters, we were pretty efficient with Rashad. And, you know, we have guys stepping into positions, which we've had all year, especially defensively, that have had to step up and play a role that they really aren't here to. You know, some special teams guys are starting for us now, their seventh game, and doing the best they can. But it's just a matter of the next guy's got to step up, and we got to make some plays and hopefully put him in position to be successful coaching with the scheme.
Mike, did you watch much of the Packers' first three games on film? And obviously you've seen obviously their most recent, and if you have, what strikes you about how they've kind of got it going offensively in particular?
Just the confidence. Aaron's playing at a high level right now, like he's capable of playing. I mean, he's very consistent in his play. I was a big Randall Cobb fan coming out of Kentucky. I've watched a lot of film on him. He has stepped up and become a threat. So there's just so many threats. It's hard to eliminate any one guy and think you're sound. So they're playing good right now, and especially on the road and having a chance to come home. I know it's that's big for the team, but we got our work cut out.
Do you take anything from the fact that you guys beat the Colts and the Colts beat Green Bay? Is that any message to the players, or is that irrelevant to anything?
Every game is different. I equate these games to whitewater rafting. You can go on the same river 15 times and you're going to get 15 different rides. That's an NFL weekend. You see it every week, things that happen that should or shouldn't happen. And, you can look at that, and people want to use that as an example. We're not. We're looking at this the next game. We have to get a win, and it's on the road, and it's against a tough opponent, and we're going to be prepared to do that.
How different do you anticipate Green Bay being without Charles Woodson being out there defensively?
Well, he's a special player. I mean, I think I'm a huge fan of his. I always have been, especially at his age, or I guess years of experience in the league, at how high of he plays, at the level of play. He's a leadership, I guess, I would think, be missed. But they do a lot of things with him, and I know he's got a lot to do with where people are supposed to be, and I'm sure I know how well coached they are with Dom. Again, they'll have somebody step in there, and it'll be just as efficient, but I don't know if he can make up for the leadership that will be lost with not having him on the field.
Who's kind of carrying the mantle for your defense this season, Mike?
Paul Posluszny has had a very good year, really good year. He's a really good football player. You don't hear a lot about him because there has been, the lack of success down here in Jacksonville, and so you don't hear some things about some players that are playing extremely well. And, he's playing with two linebackers that are filling in for our two starters that have not played a game this year, with Darryl Smith and Clint Session, and he's just carry these guys along and making sure that they're in the right place, and he's had a good year, a very good year.
Coach, can you give us your thoughts on Austin Lane? And I'm having a brain problem here. There's a kid from DePere, too, who's on your team from Western Michigan, Nowak.
Well, he's...
he's on IR.
He's on IR, but we moved him from the defensive line, defensive tackle, to guard, and he really did pretty well for his initial move. He got kind of thrown into the fire. We had multiple injuries up front and on our O-line, so he had to play in a lot of the preseason games, even against starters. And for making the transition, I think he's got a good future ahead of him. We just, unfortunately lost him to IR. And Austin Lane, again, we just had him back for a second game this past week, probably as close to being as healthy as he's been all year. He missed the first four games. He's played well. He's done well for it. We were hurting a little bit in, against the run because our lighter ends. Austin is one of those guys that can. He's hard to handle with tight ends or tackles in the run game. So it's been good. He's played well for us.
I'm curious if during the interview process at all, whether the future of the franchise is mentioned, and does that weigh on you that the future of Jacksonville might be on your tenure?
Not really. No. I think that's kind of a moot point right now. We've got plans here. We're doing a lot of things around here, upgrading a lot of the things in our facility. And I know we just agreed to go over to London for the next 4 years. I mean, that's all. We're doing a lot of things in this community that I'm excited about. We just got to put some wins up, and but I don't see it going anywhere.
Mike, at this point of the season, what phase of your team do you think you're doing your best on? Is there a squad or a particular phase of your game that you can point to the rest of the team and say, you know, this is where we need to be?
Well, our defense probably played its best game against Oakland, probably our most consistent game. We're getting a couple guys back up front, which helped. You know, as far as playing a complete game, that might be the first complete game to a point. You know, there's a couple plays there I'd like to get back that may have changed the outcome of it. But most of all, probably played the best game out of all three phases at the entire year, and it was good to see him step up, especially against the run. So, you know, we got to keep them at that level, and we got to get up to speed with the other two.